Chapter 8, The Metaphysics of Food. There's nothing more difficult than waking someone who is only pretending to be asleep. Bishop Desmond Tutu. All beings tremble before violence. All fear death, all love life. See yourself in others. Then whom can you hurt? What harm can you do? Buddha. Everybody, soon or late, sits down to a banquet of consequences. Robert Louis Stevenson. Eating vibrations. Animal foods concentrate both physical and metaphysical toxins. The physical toxins in animal foods, such as the trans fats, pathogens, and pesticide, drug, and hormone residues, besides injuring our bodily health, can also disturb us mentally and emotionally. Mood swings, irritability, and loss of attentiveness are well-known side effects of drugs and chemicals, and the power of psychoactive substances is well documented. We are rediscovering what Pythagoras taught us, that eating animal foods has negative effects on our consciousness. One recognized biomechanism for this is the sex hormone testosterone. Consciousness theorist Ken Wilber writes, quote, "Studies on testosterone in the laboratory, cross-culturally, embryonically, and even what happens when women are given testosterone injections for medical reasons, all point to a simple conclusion. I don't mean to be crude, but it appears that testosterone basically has two and only two major drives, fuck it or kill it. And males are saddled with this biological nightmare almost from day one, a nightmare women can barely imagine, except when they are given testosterone injections for medical purposes, which drives them nuts. As one woman put it, quote, I can't stop thinking about sex. Please, can't you make this stop? End quote. Studies have repeatedly shown that high levels of testosterone are associated with aggressive destructive behavior, impatience, and irritability. In addition, it's now understood that diets high in animal fat and low in plant fiber lead to a retention and concentration of sex hormones like testosterone in the body. The fiber of vegetables, grains, and other plant foods binds these circulating hormones and, quote, keeps them in check through SHBG, sex hormone-binding globulin, which increases with plant food intake. Neil Barnard writes, quote, in the Massachusetts Male Aging Study, a large ongoing study of middle-aged and older men in the Boston area, researchers have found that those men with more SHBG in their blood are less domineering and aggressive. It may well be that a better diet can make you an easier to get along with partner. End quote. Research has also shown that children with nutritional deficiencies often found in diets low in vegetables, fruits, grains, and legumes are more disposed to violent and antisocial behavior as they grow older. Beyond this physical level of biomechanisms, such as hormone levels, toxins, and nutrients, there are metaphysical forces at work that, though ignored, are nevertheless operating. Metaphysical toxins, i.e., the concentrated vibrations of terror, grief, frustration, and desperation permeating these foods, are invisible and completely unrecognized by conventional science. Yet they may be even more disturbing to us than physical toxins because they work on the level of feelings and consciousness, which are more essential dimensions of ourselves than our physical vehicle. By purchasing or ordering animal products, we directly cause misery and sow seeds of despair and cruel violence. It would be naive to think these seeds simply disappear into thin air. The terror, pain, and frustration we cause to feeling creatures whose bodies and minds are tormented beyond imagining are extremely powerful forces that affect us. They are causative agents in many ways. When we nourish the cells with which we think and feel with the flesh and secretions of these terrorized animals, we absorb the vibrations of fear, disease, and violence, no matter how we try to disguise this with euphemisms and distractions. Physicists are beginning to glimpse the truth that mystics and sages have been pointing toward for centuries, that the world that appears to us through our senses is a vibrational phenomenon. Energy that vibrates within a certain range becomes perceptible to us as matter, and vibrations outside that range, though not necessarily perceptible by our senses, still exist. Standing in a dark, quiet room, for example, we may not see or hear anything, but if we turn on a radio or television, we will suddenly become aware of the music, conversations, ads, and TV programs that have been with us in the room, unperceived because we lacked the equipment to perceive them. In a similar way, we may look at an egg and see just a material thing, but if we had the necessary intuitive equipment, we could become much more aware of the egg as a vibrational entity. Though our mind may be blocked from seeing, feeling, or sensing the egg as a vibrational energy system, our body, which is also a vibratory system, will be affected by it at the essential vibratory level. Our body knows what vibration it is eating, as does our mind at the deeper levels beyond conscious awareness. We have probably all experienced being in a physically beautiful place and noticed that if we are angry, jealous, or afraid, or if the people with us are, then the physical beauty cannot be appreciated. The converse is also true. Joy, nobility, compassion, high energy, and pure vibrations can transform any physical surrounding into a paradise, and fear or anger can make any paradise, for example, our earth, into a hell or a prison gulag. Our inability to fully recognize, appreciate, and protect the inexhaustible, spectacular beauty of our earth and of her creatures is due to our inner desensitization to vibrational energy frequencies. The numbness that keeps us from screaming or weeping when we bite into a hot dog or cheeseburger. At the level of vibrational frequency, our bodies know and respond to the vibrations of environments and situations, of relationships, of emotions, and especially of what we eat. It has been well known for generations that the milk of a mother who is angry or disturbed will often make her baby sick. While most scientists continue to restrict their search to materialistic explanations for phenomena, modern physics, for example, is demonstrating that matter is energy and that consciousness is fundamental, far more fundamental than energy matter. Both the uncertainty principle and the observer effect, foundational to quantum physics, imply that the appearance of energy matter is inseparable from and conditioned by consciousness. The universe is not fundamentally physical, but is an arising in awareness, in consciousness. Max Planck, the Nobel Prize-winning father of quantum theory, wrote, for example, quote, "All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter." End quote. These apparent three, consciousness, energy, and matter, are finally slowly being recognized for what they are, a unity. Consciousness and energy matter are mutually conditioning, interpenetrating, and interdependent in utterly profound and mysterious ways. Consciousness is primary and essential, and what appears as energy matter is ultimately a manifestation of consciousness. It is consciousness, for example, that ultimately heals. The huge variety of healing methods may all be seen as placebos, as Andrew Weil has discussed at length in Health and Healing, because they work to the degree that the mind believes in them, from shamanism to herbs to acupuncture to surgery and drugs. Some spiritual forms of healing recognize this basic truth, yet our culture's established institutions still reflect the overwhelmingly materialist and reductionist prejudice of our underlying mentality, desensitized by the constant practice from childhood of blocking awareness and sensibility during our daily meals. As we become more alert to energy and to vibrations, we see directly the link between consciousness and matter. Our lives on the physical level are an outpicturing of our thoughts and feelings, our consciousness. Some intuitive humans and many non-human animals may be much more sensitive to subtle energy information than most of us are. Their natural intelligence senses energy vibrations in situations and individuals, and they may directly know the consciousness that is giving rise to a particular situation, or that is manifesting as a group or individual. For example, observers are often amazed to see impalas and lions relaxing in close proximity to each other and wonder how the impalas routinely sense when lions are dangerous and when they're satiated. It's well known that intuitive people, as well as cats, dogs, pigs, and many other animals, are sensitive to the vibrations of feeling and intention that they perceive in people, and that they have access to information to which most of us are oblivious. If we take another look at the egg, bacon, or cheese we are purchasing and eating, we see clearly that it is a living, vibratory embodiment of cruelty, violence, enslavement, terror, and despair. The tormented consciousness of the animals and the hardened consciousness of those humans who abuse sentient creatures and exploit them for money have blended to create a, quote, food that is toxic at the deepest levels. It generates turmoil and disease in the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social dimensions of our being. If we could look at eggs, at dairy products, and at processed animal flesh with enlightened eyes that see beyond physical appearance, we would shrink, horrified, from the idea of causing such misery, much less actually serving it as food to our loved ones and to ourselves. Many cultures recognize that food that is prepared with love and caring attention to detail is more healthful than food that is prepared with indifference, or even worse, with irritation or anger. For this reason, for example, in many Zen monasteries, only the most senior and advanced meditation monks are allowed to prepare food in the monastery kitchen. In India, mothers have been encouraged for centuries to cook in a loving, calm, and meditative mood, so that the food they prepare for their children will nourish them not only physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. They believe that it is the universal energy, or prana, in food that gives us energy. The vibrational field of the person preparing the food is also a form of prana, and can increase or decrease the food's healthy vibration. There are many other cultures and religions that recognize that food is an intimate vehicle of energy and consciousness, and that when it is prepared with love, mindfulness, and gratitude, these vibrations bless and support the fortunate recipients of the food. It's also widely recognized that when food is eaten in an attitude of mindfulness and appreciation, it's more nourishing than if eaten in a distracted, hurried, or irritated frame of mind. The Zen Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh writes, for example, in Peace is Every Step, quote, "Contemplating our food for a few seconds before eating, and eating in mindfulness, can bring us much happiness," end quote. Monastic and yogic traditions have long recognized the benefit of eating mindfully and prayerfully as a meditation, being fully in the present moment of eating and contemplating the origin of the food and giving thanks for it. This practice is believed to increase the energy and nutritional value of our food by opening us more fully to it. Eating is an act of connecting. Even if we eat alone, we are not alone. The food we are eating connects us with the rhythms, forces, and abundance of nature and of our universe, and with the presence of those who nurtured and gathered the foods we are eating. Fields, forests, oceans, rivers, wildlife, farmers, and grocers are all with us and become part of us as we chew and digest the food. People we think of while we are chewing and digesting our food become a part of us also. Cross-culturally, meals are events of social bonding and communion. When we eat together as a family or a community, and especially if we do it in an attitude of appreciation of the food and the opportunity of being together, we strengthen the bonds of understanding and love between us. If we consume animal foods, all of these elements of energy and consciousness are diminished by the violence and fear inherent in the vibration of the foods we are eating. Thich Nhat Hanh says it plainly, quote, "When we eat an egg or a chicken, we know that the egg or chicken can also contain a lot of anger. We are eating anger, and therefore we express anger. So be aware. Be careful what you eat. If you eat anger, you will become and express anger. If you eat despair, you will express despair. If you eat frustration, you will express frustration." End quote. Since there is such an obvious and overwhelmingly strong vibration of violence, fear, and despair in animal foods, when we prepare the food, we are not likely to do so mindfully, but mechanically and quickly in order to avoid awakening our natural sensitivity. We tend to eat these foods in a disconnected way as well. To maintain our pretense that we are oblivious to the obvious horror on our plates, we eat quickly and keep ourselves busy and distracted. Fast food and the industrialization of eating are understandable outcomes of eating animal foods over an extended period. The aggressive busyness of our culture and our outward-looking expansionist orientation are rooted historically and currently in our discomfort with how we treat the animals we eat and the hardness we cultivate toward their suffering. Food, like all apparently physical matter, is energy and vibration, and is a manifestation of consciousness, and though it is important to prepare, eat, and share food mindfully, we can see that it's important to look more deeply than this, to the actual source of our food. When we instigate violence and slavery with our food purchases, it is inevitable that the consciousness of violence and slavery will be planted in our psychophysical being, dulling our feelings and undermining our possible attempts to prepare and eat the food mindfully and thankfully. Matter, energy, and consciousness are inseparable, and the cruelty unavoidably embodied in animal foods is a potent and unrecognized toxin, damaging not just to our physical health, but to our emotional and spiritual health as well.